And pitchers to presidential politics, until the last election, the idea that we wouldn't know who had won the presidency on the day after the election was ridiculous. We know better now, but still maybe not well enough. In Slate, law professor and contributor Richard Hasson outlines five possible nightmare scenarios for Election Day. He spoke with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
Welcome, Professor Hasson.
Thank you for having me.
Nightmare scenario number one, litigation following a voting glitch. Now, this is Florida, again, possible?
Well, Florida's moved to electronic voting machines. They had a few problems starting out. We've got Ohio, one of the big battleground states, still using punch cards in a number of their jurisdictions. We've got problems in Pennsylvania, which has five different systems. So there are potential problems in a number of battleground states, any one of which could lead to litigation.
Nightmare scenario number two, so-called provisional voting, and this is something that Congress mandated after the 2000 voting trouble back in that last election. Explain this a bit for us, please.
Well, one of the things that Congress did was pass the Help America Vote Act, which provided some money for upgrading voting technology, but it also put some new rules in place. One of those rules says that if you're a voter, you show up at the polls, your name's not on the rolls, you get a chance to cast a provisional ballot, which later will be checked to determine whether or not it's valid. And there are a number of lawsuits over the question whether if you vote a ballot in the wrong precinct, whether or not it will count. And so these issues are still going through the courts and probably won't be resolved before Election Day.
And speaking about courts, there's another possible nightmare. This would be Colorado. There's a measure on the ballot there. It's Amendment 36, and if it passes there, it could change the way the state's electoral votes are distributed, not only in the future, but for this election.
That's right, and it could affect the outcome if the vote difference between the two candidates is somewhere between 4 and 8 points. There are all kinds of constitutional questions that come up, not the least of which is that the Constitution gives the power to the state legislature to choose the rules for picking presidential electors. This is a change in a rule being done through the initiative process, and so not clear if that's kosher or not.
Now, what happens if the election ends up in the hands of the Congress, comes to Capitol Hill, and it could happen with an Electoral College tie?
Under the 12th Amendment of the United States Constitution, each state House delegation gets a vote. So there's a total of 50 votes. You need 26 votes to become president. There are all kinds of potential problems with counting Electoral College votes, even apart from the tie. Some of those could end up in court.
The last nightmare scenario, it really does seem like a nightmare, but history teaches us here, a terrorist attack that disrupts voting. And it did happen on September 11th in New York. In 2001, they postponed a primary election, right?
That's right. Now, most of the so-called battleground states don't have an emergency plan in place. So if something terrible happens and there's, say, a voting disruption in a major city in a battleground state, there would have to be a decision made. Could the election be postponed? How wide would the postponement be within the state? And that could, of course, be enmeshed in partisan politics.
Okay, we've scared people. Here's five nightmare scenarios. What's the likely chance of any of them coming true? We're just making too much noise here about what possibly could happen.
I think that the chances of something happening are probably pretty small, well under 10%. We need two factors coming together to create a perfect storm. A big electoral problem combined with it happening in a place where the electoral votes will matter for the outcome on Election Day. But even a small chance of a big problem is something worth being concerned about.
Richard Hasson is a law professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. You'll find his article on the election 2004 nightmare scenarios at slate.com. Never has been a perfect election, never will be, right?
I think that's right.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
And thanks for that interview to Day to Day's Noah Adams.